This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Here with Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9 for the Tuesday drive home. Now, Easter is coming.
It is.
It's very close. It's this weekend, in fact.
It's so late in April. I'm very confused.
It is a little bit late, isn't it?
But it means there's still time to buy Easter eggs.
Still time to buy Easter eggs. And on the line is Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au to talk about Easter eggs and different ways of doing it. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Hey. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Good. I do like a chocolate Easter egg, though.
I know it's just the normal chocolate in Easter egg form, but I am a huge fan.
It feels like it's way more important than just a normal block of chocolate.
Yeah, it's colourful.
It's the way it
shapes.
It's an interesting one, though, because we often in Australia try really hard to be different. So, you know, you would have seen this year that there was a lot of different flavours around the hot cross buns, for example. Mm. And there was a little bit of outrage around that. A lot of people were saying, no, hot cross buns should be, you know, raisins and cinnamon and traditional, not, you know, these pumpkin and cranberry and all these weird flavours.
Yes.
But the flip side to that is Easter eggs have had the same treatment. So do you remember a few years ago there were those little tiny chocolates in the shape of champagne bottles and they were liquor-infused chocolate?
Yes.
Very well, yes.
Mm. So imagine that, but as an Easter egg that's infused with Jägermeister.
Oh, that's great. I used to get into Mum and Dad's like presents when they had the liqueur chocolates. They were always yucky, though.
It always feels like you're a little bit more of a rebel by having it when you're young. You think you're having alcohol. That's one of them. And then the other one was, you know, having a cheese ball that was shaped like an Easter egg. It's kind of like those awful plastic cheeses that are string cheeses, you know, those really awful ones. But people are doing that and loving it. And then, of course, you're seeing people try to be tricky, which is, you know, avocado Easter eggs, for example. Now, I've had avocado-infused chocolate mousse. So it's chocolate mousse made out of avocado. That's why it's so creamy.
Yes,
and the chocolate
I've seen that.
Same thing. So it's been really, really popular. But the one that's really got people talking, I remember a few years ago we had the Cadbury chocolate block coming out with Vegemite?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
It wasn't the worst thing.
But
Marmite have done something similar. So the Marmite chocolate Easter egg has been really big in England this year.
Oh,
no.
I do get salty and sweet, though, but it's a bit...
But Marmite.
Could be a bit much.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah. So it's just about whether or not you're going to be happy with, you know, trying to go a little bit outside the traditional route. I wouldn't necessarily give these as gifts to people at Easter because I think it's such a unique taste. But one of the things I want to ask you about, have you noticed that chocolate Easter eggs in Australia are always around $4 or $5, maybe up to $10 if they're really good quality. But chocolate bilbies are always really expensive, like five times the amount. Why?
Yes.
They're the same as they're the same as bunnies.
I know, it's kind of weird. And in fact, we should be encouraging people to buy the bilby.
The bilby.
It's high class. I think it's meant to look like really fancy.
So bilbies are
for
like
adults, maybe.
But we used to buy our nephews and nieces the bilbies because we're socially conscious.
Yeah.
They didn't care. They just saw chocolate.
No.
I saw a bilby and a...
I like the eggs with the Smarties in it.
You like the Smarty ones.
Yeah.
They're really good, yeah. Mm. So, you know, people are trying to be a little bit different this year and have different combinations, and it makes sense. I mean, I've seen Easter egg-infused latte. So last year in New Zealand, there was a cafe that was serving your latte in half of an Easter egg.
Oh,
that's a lot of chocolate.
That's a lot of chocolate.
It didn't last long.
No.
Is there any... I'm trying to remember with Easter eggs. I mean, I eat them all the time now. But are you supposed to wait till Easter Sunday? Is that kind of the ritual?
Well, this is the thing I was wondering, because I found out that you were meant to have the hot cross bun on Good Friday.
Oh.
I've been having them since, like, Boxing Day.
Yeah, because they've been out since then. Why not?
So, you know, pancakes on Pancake Tuesday, hot cross buns from
all year
Boxing
round,
Day.
Whenever they're there.
And fish and chips on a Friday, of course.
Fish and chips.
On Good Friday or the other Friday.
What a roaring trade.
I'm hosting a big lunch here on Good Friday, and I had a huge seafood platter, and it's a big deal. And then someone said to me, that's very good because you're not meant to eat meat on Good Friday. And I had no idea. It was simply because I like seafood. I'm mostly pescatarian. So I'm being very compliant with Easter this year without meaning to be.
Mm. Oh, well done. Like, you're like, oh, good. That worked out very well.
I know, we have had a message in. Someone has been very helpful for us around the bilby issue. But why are bilby eggs more expensive than the bunny eggs?
Mm. Bilbies are pricey as... they were typically a fundraising thing for the bilbies. Oh, I get it. So chocolate money goes to the chocolate manufacturer, money goes to the actual bilbies. Thank you.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I was going to say, it wouldn't cost more to make. I mean, you're just changing the ears a little bit and the body, right? So it wouldn't be more expensive to produce. So it makes sense if they're giving back to the bilby community.
I mean, they could do like a quokka egg. A chocolate quokka.
That would be cute.
There you go.
That would be cute. Yeah.
All right.
Well, hope you have a lovely Easter, and thanks for the invite for our Good Friday. There.
Enjoy your seafood.
Yeah. Enjoy your seafood, Alex.
Not enough. But you have to bring me chocolate eggs. I don't even like chocolate, but I feel like you should be giving me stuff.
Do you now?
Okay. All right.
Alex.
Fair enough.
In exchange for seafood platters. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.